That was The Submarines doing a track from their album Declare a New State. We heard Peace and Hate, new music from Sondra Lyric. Before that, we had some Regina Spektor back there as well. We'll get the playlist updated at WYSO.org here in just a few minutes. But before we do that, we have some very exciting guests in the studio ready to roll. We are going to be hearing some live tunes from them, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit, hear some recordings, and tell you about a really great chance to see them at Canal Street Tavern on October 29th. All the details coming up here in just a few moments, but first, let's hear some live music from our guests, Rob the Bank.
Rough and hollow, I said it's not my time, my love, it's borrowed.
Rob the Bank live in the WISO studios. We're going to be back to chat with them and hear some more tunes. That's coming up next on Kaleidoscope.
Nicky Leopoulos traz para você Jazz Forward nesta quinta-feira no WISO de 8 às 11 horas da noite. São 3 horas do melhor do jazz internacional, do soul e do funk. Desde a melodia doce da bossa nova brasileira até o soul descolado das ruas de Londres. Jazz Forward, a rádio que toca você.
Jazz Forward with Nicky Iliopoulos, Thursdays from 8 to 11 p.m. It's international.
Amy Poehler grew up in a small town like her character on the sitcom Parks and Recreation, but she stresses that they are not the same person.
There are a lot of things that Leslie and I do not share the same love for, like guns or camping, or Leslie finds Joe Biden attractive.
I'm Ari Shapiro, a conversation with Amy Poehler on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tomorrow morning, starting at 5 on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromhold, and I am joined here in the studio by our guest for the evening, Rob the Bank. Welcome, everyone.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Hello, thank you.
Hello.
Hi, thanks.
Hi. We've got Nate, Craig, Dwayne, and Heather in the house. And gosh, I have been hearing about you guys for the past month. It's been like, Rob the Bank is here. They're playing. Go out and see them. tell me a little bit about how you all got started playing together.
Well, Craig O and I have been playing since we were kids. We played in a band called The Method in like the early 90s. Dwayne and I have been friends for a long time, and Dwayne was a later member of The Method. I saw Heather playing with a band, and what year was that?
It was 95, 96.
Yeah, it was like, you know, in the 90s. Saw her playing with a band at the Sub Galley when they were still doing shows, and I just thought she was incredible. And, I mean, honestly, I'm not the best singer in the world, so but I know I can kind of write songs. So I figured, you know, if I get someone that could sing really good, and, you know, maybe that'll make things kind of come together. So we did that, and, you know, we played some good shows. We played out and stuff, and then we just kind of, like, split it up. I went on the road with GBV for a while, so it was kind of hard to have a band back in Dayton and do all that stuff. And so we were doing a Method reunion in April, I think, and I, you know, asked Heather if she wanted to come up and do a couple of Rob the Bank songs. And she did, and I forgot how much fun it was. We all, you know, because it's not like we left with any, you know, bad blood. It wasn't a bad breakup. And so we just decided to start doing it again.
Has it been, you know, kind of like that old adage about riding a bike? Were you guys able to just sort of pick it right back up and start jamming again with the same kind of connection and energy that you had before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, totally. We got a place in Dayton to practice, and me and Nate and Dwayne live in Columbus, and Heather lives in Cincinnati, so we had to find a place in Dayton to practice. It was like middle ground. And we set it all up in practice and nailed all the old songs in one time, and it felt so good, and it just we knew it was time.
and judging by the excitement that I've been hearing surrounding the band's live gigs, fans were ready for this.
Yeah, I think so. Heather, you want to talk?
Yeah, you know, it feels really good. It feels right again. I haven't played out in about 8 years, so I think it was about time to start singing again.
Now, are you guys, I know that tonight you're playing some old ones and some new ones. Starting straight off when you guys decided to reunite, were you deciding, yes, let's write new material, or was it first let's polish up the old material, or some combination of both?
Well, when we got back together, the first practice, we didn't have a real problem getting all the old stuff down. And, you know, like, I'm constantly writing, so I had some stuff that I thought would work. And, you know, you can't really be in a band and just play the stuff you played 13 years ago. So, you know, we want to keep going with that. And that's the cool thing about this band. We don't have any, like, real goals. Like, we're not, you know, we're not taking it straight to Hollywood. We just want to play, have fun, have good shows, record some stuff. And it makes it.
Me and Nate and Dwayne have played together so long too. Like we know each other's styles, and you know what I mean. We know where Nate's coming from when he like gives us parts for songs that he's written. So we get him down pretty quick, and it's good stuff.
I'd imagine that makes your writing process a lot easier, being so in sync with one another.
Oh, my gosh. And knowing that I have someone that could sing anything I write, like, you know, I could write some good stuff, but I can't sing it.
That is not true. He's a very good singer, and I really enjoy singing with him. Like, when we do our harmonies, it's really great.
The first song that we played tonight, we just finished tonight.
That's awesome. Brand new. Shiny new.
Yeah, we put that together a couple hours ago.
Exclusive.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I know you guys have the gig on the 29th, the Monster Hop, which has become really a Dayton Halloween institution. Going forward from that, are you guys planning on doing a lot of live gigs in the area or traveling to Cincinnati and Columbus at all? Or
as much as possible. I mean, we have a show on the 3rd of December with the High Strung in Detroit. We're doing a show, I believe, on the 23rd of December. We're trying to do it at the old Front Street Warehouse because that would just like totally take us back to our roots. And but it's going to be somewhere. It's going to be not at a club.
It's right. Going to be it's really like a warehouse show.
You know, yeah. We're a big fan of BYOB. You know, so I think it's going to be an art show for rock and roll skateboards.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah, it's like a relaunch for rock and roll skateboards, and so we're going to invite some of our friends and other bands, too, and just make it a big, you know, blowout old school party.
Yeah, and after that, it's record and put out an album and just play whenever we can. I mean, that's, you know, kind of the pain in the butt about being a grown-up is, yeah, you know, it's kind of hard to just, like, take off and play shows, go off for a week and stuff.
Do you think that the whole idea of, you know, Being grown-ups now with this band, has it changed the way that you guys write songs or the way that you tackle recording or practicing or anything like that?
I think it's been a very positive experience, actually, being older and it's maybe making us more seasoned, you know, to perform. And I think that anxiousness that you have as a young band is not really there, so it's and nothing's so disappointing or so exciting,
right?
Well, yeah, do you know what I mean?
It's a little tougher too because we all live in different cities,
yeah.
So we have to like find out who has what days off and when we can do what, you know, but we always find time to do it,
yeah.
Yeah.
In the meantime, while I was growing up, I got to be in bands with Kim Deal and Bob Pollard, who are like, you know, incredible songwriters, you know, so I learned a lot from that, and you know, it's easier to write about stuff once you get older and not sound like you're full of it, you know. When you're young, you can't, like, you know, you can't really sing about the old days when you're young. And actually, yeah. The first song we did tonight is the first song that's ever had the word love in it.
Wow.
The first one I've ever written that has the word love in it.
It's a softer, gentler nation.
Well, yes. And like, us four, like, between all these other bands, we've been in a whole bunch of other bands. So, like, just us four really are, you know what I mean, like me and Dwayne had a band called Patterns of Static, and me and Heather had a band called Jesus. So, you know, yeah. We've all been in a bunch of other bands together as well. So it's not like we just quit playing altogether, you know what I mean, and then jump back into it. We just sort of like melted back into this, you know.
So a really great way to pool your collective experiences over the years, right, into, oh, yeah, back into this project.
It feels great. It feels really positive. Like I said, we've got a lot of experience, you know, touring and stuff, so.
Well, it's good with this band, too, because it's, like, it's you know, it's heavy enough where we can, like, go into, like, any kind of, like, setting and hang with any kind of band, you know what I mean? It's not like we have to play with this particular kind of band. We can go to, like, any kind of show, and everybody seems to dig it.
Yeah, it seems like you guys would fit on a variety of bills at a variety, right, of venues.
Yeah, which definitely works to our advantage.
Yeah, yeah. Well, why don't we hear one of the recorded tracks, and then we'll come back, chat some more, shall we?
Okay, cool.
Good, thanks.
All right, this is new music from Rob the Bank. This is some recorded tracks that they just started. Do you guys have a target release date for an album yet, or just sometime in 2012? Or
sometime in spring,
I don't know. Our studio head's in there with you. Our record exec is in the studio with you, so... Yeah.
Late spring. Alrighty. Well, here's one of the recorded tracks from Rob the Bank. We're hoping that album's gonna hit around late spring, so here's something to look forward to. This one's called Roast the Host.
Thank you.
brand new tunes from Rob the Bank. They are our guests this evening. They're working on an album. And we almost got a little taste of that next one there. They're working on an album, and they are going to be playing October 29th at Canal Street Tavern at the Monster Hop. And we are welcoming the band back in the studio. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, hello. So you guys mentioned right before we started these recordings that your studio head was in the house. Tell me a little bit about the recording process for this album.
We haven't been in the studio yet. So right now the recording process is... me with a little tiny cassette player that I sit around my house and get really drunk and write songs into. But we are going to be recording in January, and I'm not sure how it's going to go. It's going to go easy. We've all done this before, so it's you know, it's not like we're really green going into it. So I think it's going to be quick and painless, and I'm just really excited about it. I mean, we've got more songs that we still have to nail down because, like Craig said, we live in three different cities, so the practice process is the problem there.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because we've got a one of those like storage units is what we practice in.
Oh, my gosh,
and
really?
And it's like the waffle metal boards, and so we moved in there, and we were like, this is going to sound like crap. But it actually sounds really good, and then Nate brought the little old school like 70s tape recorder in there, and we set it back far enough, and we actually get really good recordings.
Wow. Yeah.
I wouldn't go as far as they were really good. You could hear it, though.
Right.
So being in three different cities, how do you work your writing process? I mean, do you guys hash everything out in practice, or are you sending tracks back and forth, you know, via email, or?
I'm really not that computer savvy. Like I said, I sit around, drink some beers, play the songs on tape, bring them to practice, then we work them out from there.
Cool.
You know, I usually have a song pretty much fleshed out, but then when we get to practice, we kind of tear it apart and, you know, throw it back together. You know, Craig does his thing, Dwayne does his. I have a basic melody, but then Heather makes it way better. Then we come up with harmonies. And just the whole practice thing is insane. It involves a bus, a Cadillac, a storage space.
Borrowing vans.
Yeah.
Bike riding at 6 a.m.
Yeah. A hot dog stand.
Root beer stand, but it makes good fodder for songwriting, though. You know?
I was going to say, this sounds like Rob the Bank, the music documentary could be.
Well,
it should be in the works.
You know, it shows that you really have to want it, because we really want it, but we don't really want anything big. We don't want to be big and famous and make a bunch of dough. This is where we find our joy, is writing songs together and playing music.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah, when the band winds down, we'll write a book.
See, there you go. All of those things, good reasons. Well, you guys have the show at Canal Street on October 29th, and that's part of the Monster Hop, and you're playing with Dumbbell?
We're playing with Dumbbell. That's the band that Jamie Holiday's been playing with over in Europe. And, like, Jamie and I have been playing. We've been writing songs since I was 14. You know, we go way, way, way back. And he's been doing a really good thing with Monster Hop. He's been doing a good thing playing with this band. I love that guy.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a really fun show.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. And that's kind of their Halloween show. Are you guys, like, playing in costume or anything crazy?
Yeah. I'm going to dress like a middle-aged drunk idiot.
You never know. Sometimes I ask and people are like, oh, yeah, we're having coordinating superhero something, you know.
I might wear a unicorn horn.
Ooh. Well, if people want to keep tabs on what you guys are up to, you know, when they can see you live, all that good stuff, where can they find you online?
You can find us either on Facebook. I have a Rob the Bank link on Facebook. And we also have Rob the Bank at ReverbNation.com.
Cool, cool. We will get links up to those on the Kaleidoscope Facebook page as well. So cruise on over to any of those sites and connect with these guys and come out and see them at Canal Street Tavern on October 29th. It's going to be a great show. Guys, I think, are we ready for some more live tunes?
I think so.
All righty. Well, we're going to let these guys get ready, get set, and we'll be back on Kaleidoscope with more live music from Rob the Bank. It's coming up next.
Dance. This is Derev Kuhl. Join me each and every Friday night for the Indestructible Beats, Transplanetary Sounds, Global Groove, and fabulous tunes found right here in your own backyard during Around the Fringe. You're the VIP at the best darn dance party anywhere. Friday nights, 8 to midnight on WYSO 91.3 FM.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromholt, and I am very happy to say we're going to have some more live music from our guests. They are Rob the Bank.
The song is called "The End of Time is Starting Now."
Stretched out like a black cat, show the ears of web of living in the trash. It only goes to show what trash can do.
Thank you.
boss you muster. Conceal your double life. Want to be trusted in one that likes to scratch and fight. But I like you ugly. Don't wanna see you clean. I'll ask the questions. You're such a nice place to lean. Let me see you ugly. Keep you from those special Sundays in a dark place.
Thank you all so much for being here.
Hey, thank you. Thanks
thank
for
you.
Having us.
It was great.
Thank you guys so much. Check them out. They're going to be at Canal Street Tavern on October 29th. It's a Saturday night. It's the Monster Hop. It's going to be a lot of fun. The bill is Rob the Bank and Dumbbell. That's Jamie Holiday's latest project. It's going to be a great time. October 29th at Canal Street Tavern. We've got links up to information on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. And as always, you can check out this live set and interview again on our website. It'll be up tomorrow at WYSO.org. Right now, new music from Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah. Their latest is Hysterical, and this is Same Mistake.